are now listening to a very special message from Joy Community Church.
Well, good morning to everyone here on this Labor Day weekend. I just want to say thank you for coming today, because you could be doing a lot of other things than being here, but you chose to be here this morning. And I want to also welcome our Facebook people out there. Nice to have you with us as well. Well, this morning I want to talk to you about a significant contribution. And I want to take you to the book of Exodus, and I want to look at chapter 36, verses 1 to 7. And I want to talk to you about how important it is when we make a significant contribution to the will and purposes of the kingdom of God. And it reads this: Bezalel and Oholiab and every skillful one to whom the Lord has given skill and understanding to know how to do any work in the construction of the sanctuary shall work in accordance with all that the Lord has commanded. Moses then called Bezalel and Oholiab and every skillful one. I want you to underline every skillful one, or write that down in your notes. Every skillful one to whom the Lord had given skill, everyone whose heart was stirred came to do the work. And they received from Moses all the freewill offerings that the Israelites had brought for doing the work on the sanctuary. They still kept bringing him freewill offerings every morning, so that all the artisans who were doing every sort of task, what was it? Every sort of tasks on the sanctuary came, each from the task being performed, and said to Moses, "The people are bringing much more than enough for doing the work that the Lord has commanded us to do." So Moses gave command, and word was proclaimed throughout the camp. No man or woman is to make anything else as an offering for the sanctuary. So the people were restrained from bringing. So what they had already brought was more than enough to do all the work. God has given each person here incredible skills. And when we read this, we read about the people. It says every skillful one. It doesn't give us a list of every skillful one, because there were too many to mention. Because it took everyone with a skill, with a talent, with an ability to actually help design and build the tabernacle. Each person has something to offer at this season of life. They were in a season of life. It wasn't this broad spectrum of life. They were in a moment of life where they really needed a place to honor, to worship, and to sacrifice, so that the body of believers, the Israelites, who were God's people, could actually come into under the glory of God, be touched by the presence of God, and then also make the necessary sacrifices for their lives in honor of God. And so this was a very specific season in their life, just as you are right now, today, on Labor Day, in a very specific season in your life. You're not in summertime. I mean, we're still celebrating the warm weather, but now we're heading into the fall season. And so with that comes many more changes in our lives. We're designed, each one of us, to fulfill a special purpose from the Lord. When I say a significant contribution, what I mean is we are being used for a purpose greater than ourselves. That's what I mean when I talk about a specific contribution, a specific and a significant contribution that you're to make, is that it's a purpose greater than you. When it's not greater than you, it might just be a contribution. But when it's greater than you and it's a God thing, it's a really significant contribution, because I'm going to unravel that for you as we move forward in the sermon. God's design is to use your natural skills, your talents, your ability during this season. You've had opportunity over the summer to use your natural talents and skills and abilities to do various things for the Lord. And we've experienced that at Joy. We've had a plethora of activity here. We had our golf tournament. We had our VBS, our Summer of Kindness. We have the Hope Shop and all the ministry at the Geno C going on. We've also had our Revive evening, and now we're getting ramped up for the fall and a launching of our new fall season. So everybody, just because you might have made a contribution in the summer season, God may begin to knock on your heart, knock on your spirit, knock on your talents, and say, it's time to make another significant contribution. All of a sudden, there's no amens in the house. Who said that? Amen. You're hired. Okay, wonderfully done. Wonderfully done. And so here, Eric Ries is convinced of this. Our strengths and our abilities show off God's greatness and magnitude. If anything was displayed this summer, I don't know about you, but we've seen the magnitude and greatness of God in our midst. It has been wonderful. It has been awesome to witness what God has done in you, through you, with you, to touch the kingdom of God, because he's purposed that to seek and save those who are lost. What a mission we've been a part of. It's been glorious. And to you, I want to say thank you for your participation. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for how you have been able to use your talents, your skills, and your abilities for the glory of God. That's what these people were doing in chapter 36. Not to display Joy's greatness. Boy, we would be on the wrong track if that was our focus. Not to actually elevate an individual who's leading something, though we have great leaders here, don't we? We have great leaders, great elders, great staff, great pastors, and I'm included in that. Oh, yeah, but not better than what Jesus can do, right? He's the one, and that's why we do what we do here at Joy Community Church. And I want to encourage you to remain available and alert. Because here's what I sense every time a season is shifting. And just the name Labor Day, doesn't it just go, oh. It's not like the 4th of July, Independence Day, Labor Day. But it's a celebration of what God has allowed you to accomplish in your life. And the blessing of God providing a job for you to take care of the necessities of your family and your individual lives. So I really would like you in this new season to really ask the Lord to keep your spirit and your heart in this place where you're available and you're alert. He's speaking. He is moving. He is so interested in you. Some of us don't think he's very interested in us, but he's very interested in you. Perhaps what you're currently doing is not the ultimate passion of your heart, but willing hearts, listen, are God's delight. He delights in those who say, yes, Lord, send me. And maybe this season in your life doesn't seem too productive to you, and you're still questioning how you can use your natural God-given skills to bring glory to his name. Tom Patterson declares this: show me a person who doesn't know his talents or hasn't developed them for service to others. And I'll show you a person who has little sense of purpose, meaning, motivation, and value. And what I believe God has for each individual person is He is in the business of giving you purpose, meaning, motivation, and value. Every person has value. And every person who has value adds value. Amen? And so you have added value to one another. You have added value this summer to your families. You've added value to all the things that God has called you to participate in this year, because the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. The Spirit of God is in you. And the Spirit of God moves through you. Amen? And so because of that, you've been available, you've been alert, and you have had an added value to the kingdom of God. When I look at these seven verses, I see that these skillful designers, weavers, craftsmen, and artisans, they served in their unique sweet spot. Can you pull up the next? And when you look at a sweet spot, we're talking about your passions and your interests in the blue. So what are you passionate about? What are you interested in? What is a cause that burns in your spirit? I've met with many of you, and I've heard these things that burn deep within your souls, in your spirits. That's what they're talking about in chapter 36 when they talk about the stirring of the Lord. It's talking about the stirring of the mind. It's talking about the stirring of the heart. It's talking about the stirring of motivation and spirit. And he's saying, whatever you're passionate about to these, the craftsmen, whatever you have interest in, I want to add that interest, that passion, because it's going to motivate actually the building of the whole tabernacle. Then it comes over. So your sweet spot includes what people will pay you to do. Some people want your services. Why? Because you're skilled in them. You bring excellence to a project. You bring excellence to an environment. You bring excellence to a cause. You bring excellence to thinking through and strategizing and unfolding what? The purposes of God. And so you have to, can you go back to the screen? Thank you. So you were looking at your passion, your interests, what people will pay you to do, and then your natural skills. And when you look at those three arenas in your life, then you can say, ooh, uchiwawa, that is my sweet spot. Right? Can you guys say that with me, uchiwawa? Yeah, that's not scriptural, right? But I like it because it gets me going, uchiwawa. I remember when I was in Africa and I was prophesying over, and my adopted son Eric said, uchiwawa dad. Uchiwawa dad. I said, keep interpreting there, Eric. Let's keep going. What is your sweet spot? Right now in your notes, if you're taking notes, I want you to do this quickly. What's the first thing that comes to mind when you think of sweet spot? Can somebody actually yell it out? Kevin, what's your sweet spot?
Serving.
Felipe.
Giving.
Good. Bruce. Don't look at me. Okay. That is not your sweet spot. You're a giver. You have great faith. That you add faith. Annie, what's your sweet spot?
Loving people.
Yes, it is. Jim, I have to ask you because you're the loudest of the group. Jim is always creating things. Usually trouble, but then besides that, we'll talk about other things later. But we all have a sweet spot, don't we? So, you have to sit there and really think, but I want you to think right now, write down what is your sweet spot. When you look at those three things that come together, and I just want you to hold on to that, because I'm declaring today that God's going to touch that sweet spot in your heart, in your spirit. He's going to begin to stir it up, He's going to begin to stir it up and unsettle you in this new season of life and begin to motivate you to pursue something that he's had on his heart for you to do. These skillful people, it says here, every skillful one. That means nobody was exempt. Nobody was overlooked. Nobody was forgotten. What's it saying is that every skill is needed. Can I say that? Whatever the skill set might be, every skill is needed. It's just, where is it needed? When is it needed? Why is it needed? How is it needed? And what will God accomplish through that skill set? We kind of wait for everybody else to get excited for us. And then if we agree with the cause, listen, this is important. If we agree with the cause, then we'll sign up. No. God's saying, I've put that in your soul. And when you're agreeing, I want you to agree with what I'm about to unfold in your life. It's not about what everybody else is doing. If I waited to accomplish the things I've accomplished in my life for people to give me permission, I wouldn't have accomplished half the things I've done today. Can I tell you that? And neither would you. And neither would every one of these skilled people. They were assigned to design, execute, accomplish. And what were they assigned to do? This divinely commissioned task of completing the tabernacle, where the glory of God and the presence of God would mark that people. We witness in Exodus 36 that when God calls, he qualifies and he equips. You're not going to do it alone. You don't have to do it alone. He's not asking you to do it alone. And he wants you to know you're going to be equipped and qualified to do it. Now, you may be pushed into something because his spirit is moving so quickly. And you're like, can I breathe? And he's like, no, you need to get going. Move right now. Get going. Get going. And so he motivates our hearts as he did to these. And I want to propose this morning that since you excel at doing certain things in your life, you will make a significant contribution in this season of your life. And I really felt the Lord spoke to me about that in my heart. He's been speaking over the summer regarding some things that he's asking of me, and some new places of growth he wants for me, and some new challenges to lead, and some new people that he's asking me to raise up, equip, and train, and prepare for God's purposes in their lives. And so I'm just really challenging you that it's in this season that I'm talking about. It's a new season for us. And I want to share with you three insights. I want to go over these quickly. Three insights from the lives of every skilled one. Every skilled one to help you make a significant contribution in this season of your life. And the first comes from verse 1, and that is, when you use your skills for God's purposes, you can expect what? A divine endowment. You're not going to do it alone. You're not going to do it in your own strength. You're not going to have to depend upon your own ability to do it on your own. There's going to be this deposit of God, this infusion of God's Holy Spirit. There's going to be an agreement within your spirit and his spirit. You're not going to have to second guess. He's going to come to you as he came to every skilled one in 36, and he's going to stir your spirit up. And you have to understand that stirring that he's talking about has something to do with a motivating of mind, intellect. He wants you to be smart about what he's calling you to do, is what he's saying. And then that stirring up is a motivation in the spirit. So what he's speaking to you and downloading in your mind intellectually, it's aligning itself up spiritually. It's coming together. And they ruminate together and it motivates you into action. And so that stirring up is also a real spiritual component of an infusion of the Spirit of the living God, because God wants to not you to use, he doesn't want you to use your abilities, your talents, and your skills in your own strength. He wants them to be grace endowed. A new season of grace upon us. Did you hear what I said? A new season. For some of you, some things have been really difficult. For some of you, you've been pushing and pressing. You've been obedient. You've sacrificed. You've trusted. You've believed. You've taken a stand. And things have not yet moved in the direction. I'm saying to you, there is going to be an agreement intellectually, spiritually, in your heart. There's going to be a moving together. And this just a rumination of new grace that's going to give you motivation in the days to come. I'm anticipating that. And that's what happened to each and every skilled person that was about to participate in building the tabernacle. They were endowed with, it says, if you go back to chapter 35, it actually outlines what actually stirred their hearts too, and how they were infused and how they were endowed. It talks about they were endowed with wisdom, knowledge, understanding, because God had specific things that needed to be carried out. And so they, he wanted his purposes established through the tabernacle, and so it had to be done correctly. Rick Warren says this, "The abilities you do have are a strong indication of what God wants you to do in your life, with your life. They are clues to knowing God's will for you. God doesn't waste abilities, doesn't waste your skills. He matches our calling and our capabilities." And so God was speaking to all these, every skilled one, and he was saying to them, I'm going to touch that skill that you have that's specifically needed at this moment in this season of your life. And because what is the greater purpose is that the glory of God be manifest in your midst. Guys, if we catch this, did you just hear what I said? That the glory of God would be made manifest in our presence. That's what was happening to happen when the tabernacle. Now, they had already seen the cloud by what? Day and the fire by night. They were aware of the presence of God. They had already seen what? They saw the Red Sea open up. They already were delivered from Egypt. This is a very significant moment in their lives because they know the manifest presence of God. They know the power of God. They know the provision of God, the person of God. And now he's coming and he's saying, I want to dwell with you. I hear him saying that with us. We just saw a manifestation of that this morning. Didn't we witness that? I want to dwell with you. Well, how am I going to dwell with you this morning? I want to heal you. I want to touch your heart. I want to touch your mind. I want to touch your soul. I want to touch your body. I want to touch your relationship. Where are you at? What do you need? They understood that in that season of their lives. They're thinking, oh my, if we were being led by the fire by night and the cloud by day, and we had manna and we had quail and we witnessed deliverance, what will this mean for us? Let's build! Yes! Uchiwawa! They were thrilled. They were excited. I want you to do me a favor today. I want you to, when you get home or you're here, take out a piece of paper. And I want you to write down 10 skills that God has endowed you with. And things, talents, abilities that you love to do. And I want you to look at those. And I want you to pray over those. And I want you to look at your current commitments and say, God, am I doing right now in this season of life what you're asking me to do? You might be, by the way. So stay steady and do what you're already doing. Right? But just do that. Be practical with God and take those 10 things, pray over them. Say, which of these 10 talents, skills, or abilities are you asking me to focus on in this season of my life? Then we look at the next insight. It's found in verse 2. When opportunities to do or use your skill arise, they trigger an energized anticipation. Can I tell you that the body of Christ is tired of being tired? Did you hear what I said? The body of Christ is tired of being tired. And so when you are seeking to do what God's calling you to do in this moment of your life, in this season of your life, and he's calling on your skill, he's saying, wait a second, I've not excluded you. It says that every skillful one to whom the Lord has given skill and understanding to know how to do any work in the construction of the sanctuary shall work in accordance with all that the Lord has commanded. And so here in verse 2, Moses then called Bezalel and Oholiab and every skilled one to whom the Lord had given skill, everyone whose heart was stirred to come to do the work. And so here's this trigger of an energized anticipation of, wow, God is calling me. I remember watching in like first and second grade and watching the teacher select students to wipe the board. They never asked me, and I didn't know why. I found out at the end of grade 2, though, why I never was asked. And so the teacher thought that I had been behaving myself quite well through the school year. And so she asked me if I wanted to actually wipe the boards that week. And then at recess time, I was supposed to take the brushes and go outside and bang the brushes. The only thing is, she didn't tell me, you're not supposed to bang the brushes against the school building or against other people because chalk would get in their hair. It was so awesome because it was like instantaneously, people were blonde and blue hair. Way before all this dye stuff came out, I invented colored hair. Oh yeah, little girls were so upset because I had colored their hair the color of the chalk that was on. So I would bang the stuff over there. Yeah, anyway. So, but I had this energized anticipation that one day my teacher would ask me to clean the blackboards and clean the brushes. Something triggered me, though, when I got that privilege to misbehave. I just don't understand that today. Remember, those being summoned by Moses had never experienced an opportunity like this before. Never had God decided to dwell in a building or a tent or anything of this matter. This was a special moment. This was a special request. I believe we're in a new season, and there are going to be some new opportunities we're not even aware of. Our elders and our staff are praying in that direction. We're believing that, and we're waiting for God to manifest his direction in those areas here at Joy. The stirring of the hearts, God wanted a consecrated people. God wanted a people whose hearts had already been tested. God wanted a people who would take pleasure in his presence and his righteousness and holiness. And he wanted them to be able to stimulate their ability, their mindset, and their person to surrender to his will in that moment, in that season, because they were about to do something they had never done before. Sometimes I get so frustrated with God. I'm just going to be honest. Sometimes I'll say, do I really have to surrender again? Have any of you ever said that? I don't want to surrender right now. And God's like, no, you need to surrender. And then you surrender, sometimes a little later than you thought you should have, or he thought you should have. And then as soon as you surrender, a door opens. An opportunity opens. And you go, I almost hear that in the spirit realm right now as you're sitting there quietly. And it's not a relief sound, it's a realization sound. Do you hear what I'm saying? I like that. One of the kids just did it. Thank you. And so God wants to stir that passion, stir that heart, stir that interest. And so he wants to actually supervise us. And he wants to trigger an energy of anticipation amongst us as he did all the craftsmen, all the artisans, all the designers, all the weavers, all the people who are participating in this moment, in this season of life. He wanted to stir in them a unity of vision. That would never, you can have all the skill in China you want. But if you don't have a spirit of unity and you have a vision of oneness moving in the direction, no matter what skill you had, it gets confusing. This could not be confusing because so much had to be accomplished. And so God intervenes. So here are a few questions I want you to consider. I want you to consider what energizes the anticipation within your soul. First, are you someone who loves to inspire others? Do you frequently find ways to practically bless others? Is creative thinking just a part of how you do things? Do you love to work with your hands? Are you musically talented? Do you regularly set and accomplish goals like no one else? Are you excited by the challenge of refreshing stagnated programs? Do you have a track record of motivating others to participate in what God is about to do? Remember, whatever your natural skill at and love to do, it allows you to make that what? Significant contribution in a season where God is about to do something you've never done before, marked by his presence. We see another insight found in verses 3-7, and that is when you use your skills enthusiastically, it will envision others. And we see that God wanted to use He wanted to use Moses and Bezalel and Aholiab, and then he wanted to use every skilled person. And that's how he wants us. There'll always be a leader in the midst of something. Always a leader. There has to be a leader. We have people who lead on staff. We have people who lead amongst the elders. We have people who lead with the pastors. We have people who are leading our ministry teams. There's always got to be a leader because somebody has to have the focus of the team. But then it takes the rest of the team to add their exuberance, their enthusiasm, their vivaciousness, and to also ignite an exuberant generosity to complete the purposes of God. That's one thing that I love about joy. I love joy because whenever in the past we say, here's where we're going, here's what we're doing, we've seen the generous hand of God move in this place. Now, I want to encourage you in something. August here in June financially at Joy, since I've ever been here, is the worst month sometimes financially. This year, not so. It's one of the best months of 2022, August. That's because of you. Yeah. It just validates what I'm talking about. It just validates the truth. That's all it does. And so the skilled craftsmen were overwhelmed by the copious amounts of freewill offerings that the Israelites were bringing to complete the tabernacle. They had to stop their actual duty, their actual skill, their actual work time to go to Moses and say, hey, Mo, this is getting out of hand. Enough is enough. These people are lavishly, exponentially bringing all this stuff, and it's getting in the way of the work. We have too much. Can you imagine you telling God, oh, God, I just have too much? Some of you are going, yeah, I like to say that right now. That's what they were saying. We're doing too, we have too much, too many resources. And the Israelites were so enthusiastic with the vision that they were going to support this vision. They were going to make their significant contribution, and they were going to have to stop them because they believe so much in the work. How many of us believe in the presence and power and person of God? I do. And I want to be that person who uses his skill, his talent, his ability to help God accomplish what's on his heart. Max Lucado, in his book, Shaped by God, shows how not being put to use leads to loss of purpose. He said this in his book, Shaped by God. To find me, look over in the corner of the shop. No. Look over here, behind the cobwebs, beneath the dust, in the darkness. There are scores of us, broken handles, dulled blades, cracked iron. Some of us were useful once, and then many of us never were. But listen, don't feel sorry for me. Life ain't so bad here in the pile. No work, no pain, no sharpening, and no one needs me. And yet, the days are very long. Are you currently enthusiastic about the possibility of making a significant contribution, or have you lost vision of God's purpose in your life? Since you excel at doing certain skills, you will make a significant contribution in this season, the fall season of 2022. Maybe you're already using your natural skills for God's kingdom purpose. And if so, God bless you. But have you considered that God may have another significant contribution he longs for you to fulfill? A truth that has really opened my eyes in preparation and reading of chapters 35, 36, and 37 of Exodus has stirred my heart, and that is God never finishes showing his purpose. His purposes are new for us as long as we never stop seeking God's purpose. You have been created to make a significant contribution to God in this season. Let's pray. Well, Lord, it's been an exciting day here at Joy. And you have called us as you did all the skillful ones in Exodus chapter 36, verses 1 to 7. You came, Lord, and you inspired. You came, Lord, and you infused this enthusiasm. You came and you triggered this new anticipation of what God was doing in the moment. No longer would you be following them by a cloud by day or a fire by night. But Lord, you would now come and house yourself and inhabit your people in this tabernacle where your glory would visit. Lord, you needed skillful hands, skillful minds, skillful spirits, and you infused your people with new purpose in that season. Lord, we at Joy are crying out today, will you come right now? There are people here with talents and skills and abilities that you need for your glory, that there are things that are going to, things we're not even aware of right now, that are going to be designed, that are going to be planned, that are going to be released, that are going to touch not only this city, but the nations of the world for your glory. And you're calling Joy to a new place of mobilization, motivation, and enthusiasm for the things of the Lord. We pray that you would deposit that in our spirit right now. We pray for that stirring, that awakening, not for what happened this summer, but for what's to happen in the fall of 2022. Lord, it's this season of our lives. We thank you that we have been encouraged, we have been motivated, and we have been stirred by your Holy Spirit. May the purposes of God be accomplished through your people here at Joy Community Church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to have a time of ministry at the altar. We pray that you have a fantastic Labor Day weekend. God bless you all. It's great to have spent this time with you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening. For more information, please visit us at joycc.info.